This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Folks, we wanted to open with a very special announcement. You may have seen on Twitter, but we have announced our guest for our live show. It's going to be on January 28th, 8 p.m., Stand-Up New York. Ticket link will be in the description. Guys, we got David Cross joining us on the stage, and we look forward to seeing what he thinks of all this.
Yeah, it's a live podcast recording, so if you come, your weird laugh will be immortalized on our podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
I'm going to piss in a cup and drink it.
And for once, if there is anything...
Not on the stage, just...
on stage!
He's just going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
And hey, you know, as an added bonus, if you do come to the show, if we do anything that involves anything visual, you will actually get to see what we're talking about while we're talking about it.
Big so, things.
Think well, about
big
that.
Big flashcards.
So that's even bigger for me than David Cross, but David Cross is pretty big, in my opinion. I'm saying the thing that's the title of the podcast about the thing that's our podcast right now because of that.
I agree. Please come.
Okay, bye.
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 Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, what a time to be alive. And now, Patrick Monahan, Kat Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kat Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden. Happy hey. Martin Luther King weekend day.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not
yeah.
the day yet.
It will be the
it
day.
It will be
Martin
when this
Luther
comes
King
out.
Were you wishing it to us or to our listeners?
To you guys.
Oh,
oh thanks.
To the listeners, thanks. A happy Martin Luther King Day to you. It's Martin Luther King Eve right now.
It is.
Yeah. It's true.
It's when Martin Luther King comes in the middle of the night to your house.
That's right.
Yeah. And fixes everything.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King comes to your house in the middle of the night. You apologize to him. It comes to every White House in America.
That's what the, you instead of leave cookies, you leave an apology note.
No, yeah you leave reparations. It's just money on a plate. So sorry.
And he leaves dreams under the tree.
There's
a tree
there's
now
a tree.
Also.
Yeah. And there's like the FBI sneaking around trying to catch him.
Yeah, and see, yeah, instead of NORAD, the way the NORAD like tracks Santa, the FBI tracks Martin Luther King.
Yeah, and it's not like fun either. Like they really track him. They're like, where is he?
Yeah, we need to know.
Well, hey, that was a classic
fun riff about how the FBI killed Martin Luther King Jr.
classic riff up top. Hey, how's everybody doing?
I was gonna ask you that, and then I was like, actually, I've spent like pretty much my entire weekend hanging out with Patty. So.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
I wasn't sure
we're
if you were
sick
talking
of
to
each
our,
other.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to our listeners. What if that was our weird podcast? We're like, how's everyone doing?
Pause.
We'll wait.
Sounds good. Were you outside
oh,
of what happened after
that.
Karma? Oh, did you
yeah,
do wrestling
so
shit?
We all did Karma on Friday. Then mm-hmm. we all went out after Karma. And then yesterday, Patty and I were at the same wrestling show.
Ah.
Yeah.
Friday after Karma was. This is rare for me, but I really was like, we all went to a bar that we go to after Karma, and I had like a moment where I was like, I need to leave right now. And I was just
yeah.
like, bye, everybody. It was just like, it was like, felt it coming on and had this like window. It was like Frogger, where like I was the Frogger, and then alcohol was the cars, and then my bed was the other side of the screen. And I was
yeah.
like, I got to go right now. I got to go.
It was interesting because that I gotta go moment happened maybe 20 minutes after you were trying to get people to go to karaoke with you.
Yeah, I don't think they weren't unrelated. They were like, it was fucking two paths diverged in a wood. And
yeah.
it was I took the one that didn't involve me sitting on the toilet for 12 hours.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. And then
I tied one on after Karma. I was very drunk.
Yeah, everybody there. There were some wrestlers there.
Yep.
I thought they were mad at me. So I was just like trying really hard to be friends with them, which probably made it worse. That's kind of my move.
I think they liked you because I told them about how you they like sort of were they like stopped to get food or something and they were gone and you were like, are those guys wrestlers? They look strong.
Oh, yeah.
And I told them that, and so I think they liked you because you said they looked
yeah.
strong.
Well, they were physically large, which is unsurprising, but they were like. Like, they weren't, like, ripped. Well, you know, you just, like, look at somebody and you're like, you could really, you know, lift
yeah.
a rock.
They weren't even that big. Like, I don't think they were as big as you. They just, like, they're just,
yeah.
like, tough looking.
They were better maintained than I was. They were, yeah.
They looked like they could keep me safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Looked like I would fit perfectly in between their pectoral muscles, my little head.
Yeah, the weird thing, there's a weird thing going on at with the bar thing that we go to the bar every week after, or a lot of weeks after Karma, and I'm starting to recognize the same people there that are there. And one of the guys is very...
It's called being a regular.
Yeah, I know. But, like, but like the guy's very memorable looking. Like, it's like...
Was
like,
it one of the dads? There were so many dads
there. It was, like, a guy who looked... He looked kind of like... Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
And
point him out to me, because
like
I think Jermaine's very handsome.
He had, like, a very loud shirt. He was definitely one of the dads. What are the guys? It's the dads touching backs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dads are out touching backs tonight.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
Younger ladies with guys who look like dads.
Yeah,
at this dive bar in the East Village. Yeah, very weird.
It was very weird.
Just make a lot of friends with bouncers. That's it. One thing I learned that I was thinking about is that bouncers love the movie The Book of Eli, because invariably every fucking bouncer I give, they're always like, Book of Eli. I'm like, do you all love this movie? Why don't we like Roadhouse
big,
or something?
I have a question.
Bouncer culture. It's
I have a
big
question,
in bouncer
question
culture.
About Book of Eli. How did he shoot the bird?
I have not seen it.
Mm.
All I know is that the Book of Eli is the Bible. That's all I know.
Like spoilers.
Spoilers, it's the Bible.
There's more also that's interesting. But the real question is for the real heads. How did he shoot the bird? Anyone who's seen Book of Eli, feel free to send us a message or email.
Please,
I would love to know.
Just Patty. Please do not send Eli.
Send it to everyone. Make sure to CC everybody on this. Yeah. It was a big topic on the IMDb message board some time back. People got very mad about
Spoofs
it.
Spoofs and goofs.
How did he shoot the bird? Okay, yeah. So...
second question. Let's get this cleared up. I remember this being part of a bit at the bar, but I don't remember why, but I do have on my phone a picture of a guy wearing a Hurley shirt with his ass out.
I don't remember that bit.
Okay. I remember getting this for a bit and being like very funny, but the next day I was like, why do I just have this guy with his ass out on my phone?
Oh, it was like a picture from the internet.
Yeah, he's like a hunk with his ass out.
A hunk with his ass out.
Yeah. An H-W-H-A-O.
Wow.
That's a real wow over there.
Hunk with his
ass
out.
It's like an onomatopoeia, because that's what you say when you see one.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. We saw a lot of those on when we went to wrestling.
It's true.
A lot of hunk ass.
John Wrestling.
Just
that's
out.
My wrestler name, Hunk Ass.
The Hunk Ass.
There was a man named John Wrestling there.
That oh, that's good.
Wrestling name.
There should be good. A guy named Hunk Hill, who's like Hank Hill, but like strong.
Like super strong, but still no butt.
Yeah, yeah.
But he needs to have, he has no, then he's not strong. He can't be strong.
You need a powerful haunches.
Yeah, he does zero squats, but everything else he can lift 100,000 pounds.
Haunchless Hill.
Haunchless. Hank Haunchless Hill.
Haunchless is a good nickname. Yeah. That sounds like one of those, so for Master Pancake a while ago, we did Top Gun. And at the end of Top Gun, in the credits, is a list of like, they thank all of these actual pilots, and it lists like their full name and then their like nickname in quotes.
Yeah,
and it was fascinating. Just like the weird Air Force nicknames people get. I feel like Haunchless would be one.
Yeah,
like that would be somebody's call sign.
I was so afraid you were going to do that like uncle thing of being like, "What's a best boy? What's a grip? What are these
How
jobs?
How dare you?
What's this bird wrangler?"
But I just like, said, yeah. I was very specific that it was Top Gun that made me think that.
Like, yeah.
I've never seen other credits.
Yeah. That's the only time I sat in the theater
finally
for
finally watched credits.
The best boy, for those who don't know, is someone's nephew. That's the answer to that question.
Yeah, from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
No, you know what I love? After credit scenes, especially now that there's fucking eight of them. That rules. That's good.
I have never stayed for an after credit scene on principle.
Just put them on YouTube. Just put them on YouTube and let me go home.
I will never stay.
Yeah, I always
And
have
I
to
look,
stay.
I when I get up at the end of the fucking Marvel movie and walk out, I make eye contact with everyone to let them know I'm better than them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care how this ends. But they also used to be like Easter eggs, and now half the time they're relevant plot information.
Right.
It's like the actual ending of the movie is the end credit scene.
Bullshit.
So, fuck
I think
you.
I think the movies are fine.
I like the movies.
Don't change a thing.
I like sitting in the dark and eating candy. Yeah. Keep it up. Keep making them.
That is like...
You could just watch snow on a screen for 2 hours.
Probably fine.
As long as you get to eat some Junior Mints.
When I was in India, we went to the movies a lot, and like they're... In India, I think it's... I can't remember, like, statistics or whatever, but they have, like, an uncommonly high percentage of people go to the movies there, like, a lot. Like, they have a very actively, like, film-going population. And so we go to the movies all the time, and the movies there are basically, like, they have evolved. They have, like, the style of filmmaking has evolved to allow for people to sit in air conditioning for as long as possible.
Oh, it's just like, drawn out.
Yeah. Like, every movie is about 3 hours long at least. There's an intermission in the middle, and they all have, like, old every school. Genre. Like, they're all...
Oh, they're, yeah.
There's no genre movies. Like, everything has everything in it. And it's just because it's, like...
It's got everything. Right. Romance. Action.
Yeah.
Just that guy from The Simpsons?
It's literally that. And it's because it's just like you can bring everyone in your family and sit in air conditioning and eat ice cream. And it's great.
I feel big like fan. I mentioned it on the pod before. One of the weirdest movie-going experiences I ever had was like... I went and saw Spring Breakers in a second-run theater in Los Angeles. And I guess it was like hot. I don't know what was going on. Maybe they wanted that AC. But it was me and my friend Carrie and like... a million families with their kids.
To see Spring Breakers.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Lots of, like, little children.
That's very weird.
It was extremely fucking weird.
You got shorts. Every color.
Yeah. It was...
I liked that movie.
Yeah. I liked it.
It made me very sad.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's bleak. It's very bleak. Yeah. But I liked it more than... What's that guy who made that movie? He made, like,
Harmony
Gummo
Harmony
and...
Harmony
Korine
and Kids.
Kids, yeah.
I don't... Well, Kids was Larry Clark, right?
He wrote like or was in or something. Yeah.
I liked Spring Breakers better than like most of his other movies.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't know. I've seen like pictures of Gummo. I don't need to see it.
Yeah,
a kid eating spaghetti in the bathtub or whatever. I'm fine. You know what?
I don't like this weird little kid.
You know what? It's fine.
I'm not gonna have a good time sitting in AC watching.
Whatever
this.
Your opinion of the movie is, I believe you.
Yeah, his whole thing is like
get in there.
Sick children. Like that's kind of his. Oeuvre.
But Spring Breakers was fun because it was like pretty looking. It was nice.
Yeah, it was very like... slick and like with a rotten core.
Yeah,
you know
that was one of those movies where it's like it's almost a weird litmus test for someone's like can understand subtext because there's like it was one of those things where people also saw it and were like, oh hell yeah, brother. Yeah.
It's like how guys, it's like a guy's like American Psycho. It's like that was sick.
Yeah, right. Wow, sick. Like,
I love the first two thirds of that movie. It's like, okay, well, there's still murders, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's like people who post Wolf of Wall Street memes.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Did you see the end?
That was so.
Well, the end, although in the a way, end, the end, is... he gets to be in the movie about him,
That's
and
true.
He's not in jail.
That's true.
Yeah, but that was like, I remember even I think, like, well known film critics or whatever, like, they were, it was like the hot take to be like, this glorifies this. And I'm like watching the Quaalude scene where he's like
it's
drooling
gross.
On the curb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, it doesn't. This is not a thing that...
Yeah,
yeah, like, but when you walked out of that theater, weren't you like, can we get Quaaludes?
I was
yeah. Not to be like that, but because it was like, well, they apparently are awesome, so...
Well, when I saw that movie, I went and saw it with Alex Watt, and it was very funny on Twitter and everything. When I saw it with Alex Watt...
So
and
J.J. Watt,
it was,
Houston, Texas
It was
star.
New Year's Eve, and we were going to go see it and then go to a party... But the party was fancy, so we were wearing suits. So it looked like we fucking cosplayed for Wolf of Wall Street, like the biggest pieces of shit in the world.
That's good.
And A, it's fucking long, and I didn't realize how long it was, so we were like pretty late to the party. Like, we were close to being in a theater for midnight. And but we also snuck in, we were going to sneak in like a little half pint of like Jim Beam or Jameson and like drink it so that we were like watching a movie and pre-gaming for the party. And then we like miscalculated or something and got like a pint instead of a half pint. But we were like, we were like pretty drunk by the end of the movie.
Drunk in like, suits watching Wolf of Wall
and like,
Street.
Yeah, like hot, just hot in the theater and just like, just like falling asleep.
That sounds pretty good.
That
was a great time.
I like that movie, but it's like, it's disgusting. Like, I felt like I needed to take a shower after.
Yeah.
Like, it's icky.
Wasn't
it's
that
gross.
The start of like Jonah Hill being like a real.
No, he was
actor.
In Moneyball.
Moneyball,
right.
Played a. Paul DePodesta,
Paul,
I think.
Paul Ball.
Not to be connected. Yeah, Paul Ball. His nickname
money.
Is Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Money
it's
Ball.
Paul Money Ball. Like,
this kid's got it all. Yeah. Paul Ball.
The other one, Paul Ball, would be like Paul Wall, but his balls are encrusted in metal and diamonds.
Instead of his teeth?
Yeah, instead of a grill.
Take your guys' word on that one.
Yeah. You don't know Paul Wall?
I'm vaguely aware of Paul Wall.
Houston
You've never
rapper?
Chunked up the deuce for the South? And the North. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Chunked up a deuce sounds like something you would do if, like, the toilet's clogged.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah.
sounds like breaking up a turd.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you
can flush.
That's
you use
for
your
the South
grill.
Or the North.
For the South or the North? Really
and
not.
And the North.
Oh, and the North.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to understand him because he has a big grill and he's not the clearest speaker.
It's nice. He's doing it for everybody. You know? He's about unity and healing.
But I think he's one of those dudes that's like interesting to me about that he had like a job within like hip hop that wasn't rapper, and then because I think he makes grills.
I don't like, think so.
I feel like he does. Maybe I'm wrong.
He makes Weber grills,
but I don't know. It's always, fun to me when like you find out that somebody was
like Diamond Dallas Page.
What was his other job?
He was like within the wrestling industry. He was like a manager, and then he became a wrestler.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like that rapper Gunplay.
I thought you meant his yoga.
No, yoga's after. He was like super old when he started wrestling DDP.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But like that rapper Gunplay, who was not doing anything anymore, but he was like Lil Wayne's like weed man. Like, you know, the guy that they have on the bus that just carries everything illegal on
him? Well, those are the guys. Yeah. That's all done with the promise of also, like, you know, hey, we'll get you featured on.
It's like an internship, really. Yeah. It's
the internship of rap is holding.
Yeah.
Just being the guy to
hold.
Pretty
much. Do you want to do numbers?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Number five.
All right. So, number five. Comes to us from the Washington Post, Democracy Dies in Darkness.
Washington.
Yeah, it also comes to us from a user Iguana Helium Cube in the Discord. North Carolina.
I was so expecting you to hit a paywall immediately.
Raise up. No, I mean, Washington Post, I was like, very careful. I actually subscribe, but the problem is like when you open links, they open in Safari, so you still get hit with that thing. It's like, I'm not going to log in every time. Yeah.
Just go incognito window, baby.
It doesn't always
then
work,
it'll
though.
Do that anyways.
Not for me.
All right.
I haven't had that problem. Maybe I just don't read enough. No, actually.
Maybe I've never been to a news site.
I think I actually, because I wrote for the Washington Post, so I think I just have a membership.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I
in
pay.
Your face.
Yeah, well, I pay, you know. All right, whatever.
Thank you for helping democracy not die.
Anyway, what's this important?
I'm shining a light on it.
What's this important national story?
Bigfoot, folks. That's what it is.
He's real.
He's real, and he's spectacular. He's
Bigfoot thrives in darkness. The opposite of democracy.
I'm just imagining, like, a newspaper with, like, a huge... giant, like, double size headline that just says Bigfoot real.
Yeah, well,
I want that.
That's how it should be.
Yeah,
Bigfoot's real, and Robert Mueller has arrested him. he was involved in the
Bigfoot. Welcome to the resistance. Yeah,
as we know, Robert Mueller's gonna arrest everyone who's bad, according to one side, just execute like them on the other side.
Yeah. Execute them on the White House lawn.
Okay,
Bigfoot beheaded on White House lawn.
God, I love the
treason.
Fuck.
You took an oath, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bigfoot selling secrets.
Yeah, Bigfoot was executed for fucking up the Rose Garden with his giant feet.
Just like, friend? And then it's like, gets killed.
You took an oath, Bigfoot.
That's like close to the end of Strange Wilderness, which is a better movie than people give it credit for. So anyways, what's Robert Mueller doing?
No, Mueller is not involved yet. He's probably looking into it, though.
He's investigating.
We assume they're doing everything over there.
It's a broad scope.
It's a broad
investigation.
Well, some would say he's running out of control, not us. So he's, in Mocksville, North Carolina, this animal shelter is getting a lot of calls
about
people because they're seeing what looks like as they drive. They see a flash of this large 8-foot-tall humanoid,
so it's big.
And it looks like it's holding a branch. And I'll just show you guys what we're looking at here.
It's good.
Yeah,
and they basically so they're calling and they're saying, "I think it's Bigfoot." And when the headlights hit the eyes, they glow blood red. Apparently,
sweet.
So
I feel like it's very insulting that they would call animal control
for
Bigfoot and not like police,
or like the newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, why
like
are you
animal control is going to come out with one of those snares and like lead him back?
Whoa, hang on, buddy.
Bigfoot, like, how dare he's not an animal? Like,
yeah.
He's a humanimal.
Well, that's
he's
a cryptid.
That's a subjective debate. Is he human? You know,
if you've seen Harry and the Hendersons,
does he go to, does
he's
go
more
to,
human than us.
Does he go to the pound or does he go to jail?
Exactly.
This is the, what do you do with Bigfoot?
And people are making the decision to call animal control. Yeah. And that to me is like you're making like a philosophical decision in calling animal control. And I don't know if I agree.
Why
put some respect on Bigfoot's name.
What one thing is, you haven't seen the picture if you're listening, but it's like a crudely hewn wooden statue.
It's one of those chainsaws.
It 100% looks like a. Why would you not think that's just a bear?
And he's got some pretty good torso.
He has good abs.
He's ripped.
Someone chainsawed abs into this wooden Bigfoot,
which you can see through the fur.
He has like an 8-pack.
So apparently he has very closely cropped fur.
Yeah.
Also.
He trims.
Yeah. But so,
I mean, if you had those abs, wouldn't you?
I mean, I want everyone to see him.
Yeah. Bigfoot's basically just like a large Greek man.
So, the Facebook page of this animal shelter, because I guess people drive by and they hit the flash of the thing and they say, what the hell? And then I guess they think of it for long enough to make a phone call to the animal shelter. But
I would think of it for the rest of my life, so I understand.
And so the officers so animal control, I guess, works out of the animal shelter. We received several calls about the Sasquatch. And officers had to explain it was simply a chainsaw carving that was probably made to resemble, definitely made to resemble the hairy ape-like creature famous from folklore.
What is Bigfoot? This is my gorilla statue.
Probably made, yeah, it's like, oh, this is my ex-wife.
It's a portrait.
My horrible giant ex-wife.
With great abs.
Yeah, she's in good shape. You gotta give her that.
Yeah, she dumped me for two things, not having abs and doing too much chainsaw art. And this is
So this inevitably went on to the animal control page, and they put like a picture, and they said, "Just be advised," or whatever.
Be advised. This is not Bigfoot.
And some people have responded. There are some classic responses here. I'm kind of digging those 6-pack abs on Sasquatch. If I wasn't already married. So people are looking at the animal control page and are getting horny for Bigfoot.
Did anyone write my new favorite thing to comment on everything? I thought this was a free country.
Thought this was America.
Yeah.
Oh, also
let Bigfoot roam. This is actually very similar to the like when we had the hot duck.
Oh yeah.
But also the sexy gorilla. Do you guys remember the hot gorilla? Gorilla.
Was he just really buff? I don't remember that one.
Okay, I'm gonna look up the sexy gorilla.
Sexy gorilla
was in Japan.
I don't know why they did this, but somebody like tagged me in like a quote tweet earlier that was just someone who wrote, "The sexy gorilla's last words were, 'I'm the sexy gorilla and I'm going to hell.'"
Oh yeah, that's Nick Chiarelli's post. I retweeted that yesterday because it came up in conversation at dinner last night. I always bring up the sexy gorilla if I get the chance because I think it's so funny that like these like Japanese women are like going to the zoo and being like, "Ooh," like super into the sexy gorilla. I love that. I think that's like they're just like, "Oh my God, have you seen this gorilla?" And so here's a picture of the sexy gorilla.
Honey, that's the gorilla. Sixth time this... What the fuck? Why is he biting his lip?
He's making a weirdly sexy face. I don't know. That's troubling to me.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like, it looks like he can barely contain himself.
I feel like I need to see a full body shot of the gorilla.
I mean, here's a close. Here's more of a body. He's
like posing.
That first picture looks like he's about to be like, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. Here's him eating something.
Wow, you have a lot of pictures of this.
No, this is from Google Images. Thank you. Anyway, so this to me is very similar to
the
sexy gorilla.
His gorilla features are like less exaggerated than a gorilla's usually are. It's like slightly closer to human.
Yeah.
And I guess that fucking uncanny valley just really
does it for Japanese women.
Here's a different one.
Phrase of the world.
It's a different sexy gorilla. Apparently, there's been more. So, look, people need to maybe just find humans, you know? There's a lot of people out there. Maybe don't get into gorillas.
Do you guys want to hear the worst thing that I thought of and then I didn't say?
Maybe.
Sexy. I think you're going to tell us it anyway.
Yeah, it's true. The sexy gorillas out there, this sexy gorilla is just really, really hitting the slit for a lot of ladies.
Well,
shut the podcast down.
Don't like that.
Shelby.
Not a fan.
Shelby. Do something.
What are you asking Shelby?
I don't know.
Shelby, save me.
Clip it. Don't clip it.
Delete it.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Memory hole it, Shelby.
Yeah.
There's a link in this article also to how to hunt a Yeti according to the U.S. government. I'm going to follow up on that later.
Yeah, we got to know.
My own independent research.
Want to kill that son of a bitch.
Yeah. So do we know like anything about the origin of this sculpture?
No, I guess it's like someone's property probably, right? And they just put it there. I don't know.
It's
probably
like,
to mess with people.
It's sculpted. Look, the bottom looks like it's sculpted out of like... Straight out of a tree, right?
Yeah. It's just like a chainsaw.
They just were like, you know, it would be funny if I made a big chainsaw sculpture of Bigfoot and put it in like the edge of my property near the road.
I guess.
I feel like it's like
the
level.
And they must
have
put something in the eyes to make it glow.
Bike reflector things or something.
I think Sasquatch is like the cool S of chainsaw art, where it's just like if you have nothing in mind and you do chainsaw art,
it's a Sasquatch.
It's going to end up being a Bigfoot. It turns into a Sasquatch most of the time.
It's like the doodling of chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I don't know, I'm Cranking out a few Sasquatches today.
See where this goes. And then you're like, it kind of looks like a Sasquatch. Just keep going.
you start trying to make like a person, but you're not good at it. Yeah, so you're just like, it's a Sasquatch now.
This was always the plan.
It's the single human eye of drawing. It's the, it's the black and white Converse sneakers of photography. It's like, it's the classic. It's easy to go back to.
Yep.
You chainsaw a Bigfoot. You go home. You fucking, I don't know what the.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the rest of that says.
It's just going to be fuck your wife. I don't know why.
Okay, well.
Also, shout out, because you mentioned it, to the reporter for like the Alabama newspaper that one of our stories came from last week, who was very excited.
Right, the Tendies.
That we read the, that, because that's the origin of, I thought this was a free country.
Right.
And they seem to be like a big fan of their comment section as well.
Give me Tendies or give me death. That's sort of how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck to Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the end game of that is. Like I said, there was no comment from anyone who owned it, but
we'll find out when Mueller's done investigating.
That's right. Yeah. Some people are horny about it. You know, hey, it is a free country for now.
Get on it.
So, good luck.
Number four.
Speaking of after karma shenanigans, this is a man who did too many shenanigans.
Uh-oh.
And ended up in the hospital.
It's the Leprechaun from the Leprechaun films.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when they take him to the hospital in those movies? They hurt him real bad and take him to the hospital.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
That,
doctor!
Man, Leprechaun 4, where it's just him going through like a painful physical rehabilitation. Like, it's weird. It's a weird movie.
Yeah, that shot of the Leprechaun on the parallel bars, like trying to support himself.
It's really strange.
He has a medical boot, but it's still like curly with a buckle on it, like a leprechaun shoe.
And then he just has Clint Eastwood kill him, like euthanize him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he doesn't want to live like that.
That's one of my favorite like sketches I've ever seen at Mod Night at UCB. Like one of the teams that my team was paired with in one, where it was a Make-A-Wish kid, and his Make-A-Wish was for John Cena to kill him. It was so good. But anyways, this story comes to us from Vietnam about a man who was found in the street. He'd passed out, and he was dying of alcohol poisoning. 48-year-old Nguyen Van Nat, I'm hoping that's right. So he was taken to a hospital, and doctors saved his life with that old strategy of sticking a tube down his throat and pumping 15 beers into his belly.
So he did beer bongs.
Yeah, they beer bonged him at the hospital. They beer bonged him to life, back to life. They saved his life by making him.
Did they have guys just like high fiving over him while it was happening?
They basically
part of the treatment.
They basically hazed him alive.
Where do they keep the hospital beer bong? Like the medical grade.
Well, that's the thing, because it's like also you got to know that. Well, this is Vietnam.
Part of his rehab will be the baby elephant walk with several other guys from the ward.
Yeah, and then he had to spit the beer back into a different patient's mouth. But the other thing is fun, is like if this was America, you'd get your bill from the hospital stay, and each beer would be like $400.
Yeah.
Bud Light Lime. Yeah. Can you imagine like they're like pouring beer bongs down his throat, and he's like, actually, I prefer cider.
Yeah,
like that. But anyways,
Coors Light has a weird aftertaste. Come on,
Coors Light rules. So to explain how this works, because it's fun to just say it like it make it, even though it makes no sense. He had been drinking. Probably moonshine, something like it, which alcohol in general is like two types. There's methanol and ethanol. And ethanol is what's in beer and like actual
commercial grade alcohol.
Yeah, like alcohol for consumption. Methanol is what you find in like paint thinner and like, you know, other shit that has alcohol in it, but it's not meant to be consumed. Methanol is way more fatal in smaller doses than ethanol. So basically what they do is they like pumped 15 beers into him to dilute the methanol so that his liver would process it slower. Mm-hmm. So this is a real thing. I've heard about it before, but it is extremely funny to just, it was over the course of one day, they transfused 15 cans of beer into the man's body at a rate about one every hour.
Now, the way they actually had it set up was there were 15 cups on each side of a table, and they were full cups. It was a very high stakes game.
When
somebody shot a ball in, then they would pour that into the transfusing device.
They made him play beer pong.
The transfusing device.
Yeah.
They made him play beer pong. If he'd lost a cup, if you missed a cup, he'd die.
If you call anything a device, it sounds much more serious than it is.
Yeah.
Just like you call it a machine.
You ever done beer bong?
Beer bong, yes.
Yeah.
Not frequently, but yes.
Awful, like,
I've done some awful things in my life.
Just looking at his palms right now.
Well, it's like tailgating stuff is like stupid. So I've been in like a thing where it's like, who can do the worst beer bong? I think I've
mentioned
this on
the... What does that mean, the worst beer bong?
Like the worst combination of stuff. Not like
that
dangerous.
That you throw into the...
Yeah.
Into the like, funnel?
I did like... I feel like I've said this before on the podcast. It was like... I did one that was like...
Milk?
Rockstar energy... Well, no milk, but it was like Rockstar energy drink, like beer, like just like basically like a whole refrigerator. And it wasn't like an alarming volume of alcohol.
It was just gross.
And... You know, that was college. It was pretty good. It was extremely expensive. I'm glad I paid all the money, but
we had one that was somebody had turned a plastic Santa into a beer bong, so it was like,
oh yeah,
the funnel was coming out of its head, and then obviously you put your mouth on its dick, and you would pour a beer down it.
Yeah, they had a big one that it was like going. That was popular when I was in college. It was like a it looked like a flamingo.
Yep, somebody had one of those.
Yeah, yeah, and then they also did all that tailgate stuff of like, it's funny like. Going to Michigan and all that was like seeing like crazy college movies. It was not that different from like there were like 3-story beer bongs and like stuff where it's like just hanging from a balcony if you walk by and everyone's like, grab it. And you're like, hi, I'm 18. And then, you know, you pass out or whatever. But anyways, if I'd had a bunch of methanol in my system, it would have been healthy.
I think it is healthy. I think
it's good.
If you never know if you have methanol in your system, you might need to get some alcohol in there to bond.
Yeah, yeah. You should keep a baseline going at all times.
Doctors said he was healthy, but that was pretty sick. That's the way they described the treatment.
You're not
the
but.
Treatment results, mm-hmm. but that was sick.
And they were like, make sure to drink 15 beers a day for the rest of your life, yeah. just to be sure that it's
speed, out. Yeah, yeah, that's actually like, it's like speed. He has to just be very drunk, otherwise he will die. His system will shut down.
Yeah, he
you know how speed's like that? You guys know how speed is? I'm just joking. It's not a very good analogy. That's why I was making fun of myself.
Wait, speed the drug?
No, like the... Speed like on the bus.
Okay, I get it now.
Oh,
the
yeah.
bus. The
you can't go under 55 blood alcohol.
It's
level.
More like crank. Actually.
I thought you were going to talk
like
about
crank.
Amphetamines.
Crank University is a kid needs to be hammered to remember something.
The Monsters sequel to Baby University. Crank.
Yeah.
Is...
Oh, that's actually just Beer Fest. That was Beer Fest. Also,
yeah, yeah.
Was that the plot of Beer Fest that like you need to be consistently
they have
drunk?
They have to be wasted to remember where the secret location was for like the tournament.
Okay.
So the guy gets wasted and he just kind of wanders down like the right alley.
And then the big man falls in a beer tank and gulps it down like a fish. I remember that scene.
Yep.
That stuck in my head forever. That just takes up space in there.
Yeah,
I die.
You just have it.
Yeah.
Just there forever.
Just fucking what's his name from Super Troopers? Farva.
Yep.
This anytime I want.
I never saw that movie. I saw Super Troopers. I've never seen Beer Fest.
Beer Fest is better. Fest is like I think fine. It's. I think it's funny.
It's good. I mean, they let out a couple of those. There's like Club Dread too. They're just like kind of funny. They're like good if you're like sitting around nothing to watch or just like.
They're better than staring at a wall and doing nothing.
They pass the time. The classic review that we all know.
Yeah.
The man
was healthy after the 15 cans of beer. But then fainted when he checked his Instagram DMs.
Oh!
And saw what he'd sent.
I feel like, can you imagine sending like a risky like DM or something? And then the next day you're like, I'm sorry, I had to go to the hospital. gave me 15 beers to bring me back to life.
I'm sorry, I was near death.
Yeah.
I almost
the only
died.
Way to save that sounds like something like a desperate alcoholic would try where he's like that's the new thing now is just like pour all like going to the hospital like I'm full of methanol, doc. Please.
You can't believe all the methanol I drink, man.
Oh god.
To try to get free beer.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good scam.
You
good
skip scam. Out, you don't pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give a fake name mm-hmm. so they give you like,
you know what?
A hey,
couple
doctor,
cans of
it's
Budweiser.
Me. My name's Paul Ball and I'm full of methanol. My name's Paul Methanol. I need some hook me up to a Foster's. That's what it is. Just a big one of the big Foster's.
Yeah, it's like the IV cart thing, and it just has a giant can of Foster's.
It's just literally a 40 upside down with tubing coming out of it.
That would have been. That's how they would have handled it in Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
That's how you get Australian people mad, as you say that Foster's is Australian because they're like, it's actually Canadian. I'm mad.
That's what they love to say. That I'm mad.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
So that's like for British people, it's like make tea in the microwave, and for Australian people, it's talk about how Foster's is like their national beer.
Yeah, you guys love Foster's,
or
right?
Or if you want to make somebody from anywhere mad, punch them. Just hit them.
Yeah,
punch them in the stomach.
Step on
their toe really hard.
Ah, dang it.
The thing is, speaking of differentiating,
stomach.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah.
But that's the Australian no, which is the best. No, no.
It's the best. No.
No. No, it sounds a little like they're falling down a well.
An Australian listener, fuck you, I guess.
Not fuck you. It's the best way to say it. I wish I could. No. No.
It's N-A-W-R. That's how you say it.
Yeah, you gotta loop your mouth on a whole circle, like no, like it's like a no passing you at high speed.
It's the Doppler effect. Yeah.
No.
Did you guys see that the speaking of differentiating types of alcohol, some are good and some are bad. Apparently, you know, like the French Minister of Culture or Health Minister said like. We have an alcohol problem in this country, but not wine. Wine is different.
That rules. So
like, but not wine. Like he's just like this, like cartoon. He's like got a horizontally striped
spindly
shirt,
mustache,
and a long cigarette, and a beret and a baguette.
That's literally
not wine. My children, they love wine. Wine is my children.
When my brother was in high school, there was a French exchange student in his grade, and he was like,
that's during attendance. Jacques.
Jacques Pepin.
My brother was like, I truly do not know if this guy is like leaning into it as a joke or if he really unironically like wears berets and striped shirts.
He was leaning into it, huh?
Like he really did all that.
This is what you all think of me. This is you. This is my culture, not a costume.
He'd bring baguettes and brie for lunch and shit.
Come on,
the top of the bag. It's a brown bag lunch with a tiny baguette sticking out of the top.
He's riding a bike to school, but the bike has the basket in the front with the beret, with the baguette in it.
In gym, he does that thing from that painting where he's wearing a singlet and just throwing a ball around.
Yeah.
So you can't smoke in here. You can't. You can't.
You're 13.
What do we do?
What does Santa Claus say in France?
What does he say?
Ha ha ha. Do you enjoy that?
That was good.
Shelby, how do you feel?
Do you enjoy that?
That's what Santa Claus says after he says it.
Yeah.
Instead of Merry Christmas to all ignited, he says, do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
They leave wine out for him in France.
But gets a little that's why the suit's red, so if he spills on it.
Yeah. So Santa's just wine drunk. His teeth are red as his beard is white as snow. His teeth are red as fuck. Very drunk. Santa Claus. Also, I love that French president being literally 2 degrees away from just being like, we don't have a drinking problem in this country. We are very good at it.
Yeah.
So
alcohol. Keep it up, everybody.
Great work.
Number three. Do you guys have any back pain? Is that something that you deal with?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Do you guys do anything for it, or do you just kind of deal with it? I feel like most people have back pain at some like, if it's, you like get, it's just like a thing you get, right?
Yeah, like if you're like over the age of 30, your back just kind of starts hurting, I think.
Yeah, lower back, I have to shift in my seat. I
got to get good lumbar.
Yoga? Yeah. Yoga's start helping me? You're doing all right? Yeah.
Lumbar is where becomes a real selling point. You're like, nice.
Yeah. When you get a little guy in your lower back. Yeah,
I've recently had a lot more opinions on what are good chairs.
Yeah, well, we were talking about on the bonus last week, Patty was like, I just got a new pillow. I'm so excited. And we were both like, oh, yeah, new pillow.
Nice. Pillow's good. Side sleeper.
The pillow that can report the pillow is good.
Nice. Yeah. I'm glad.
This is not an ad for Nest, but check out their pillows.
I thought they made thermostats.
It's a different Nest bedding.
Does it keep you cool?
Nice SEO.
It does not get hot. So it seems to be, yeah. It's pretty
I like
good.
The it's weird like ones that are like, I like the ones that like, they're so weird where they're like, perfect for your natural sleeping position. You've never been, and then it's like, a like perfect mold of a sideways face with like a breathing tube out of the pillow, and like, who the fuck could sleep in this? Like, who never budges and sleeps like a fucking statue? And
it's just somebody like, on Ambien.
Yeah, I guess. No, they're like up and around. They're driving.
That's true. You're either if you're on Ambien, you are either motionless or having an adventure.
Yeah, or you're like fighting in your closet. Anyways, what would you recommend I do for my back pain?
Well,
Dr. Monahan.
Well, this is. Just a recent report from Ireland. You might want to try injecting your own semen intravenously for about a year and a half. So you want to check that one out.
I guess I'm out of luck for my back pain.
Kath, I got nothing. I got nothing for
this
you.
This whole time I've been trying to get it out of my body.
It's kind of my mission in life, actually, is just to get it out of my body.
That's really the main strong evolutionary thing. Urge to get it out there. Yeah,
but if you just put it in like your arm,
not your back, huh? It travels to where it needs to go.
Now, do you?
It just kind of gets in there.
Do you take it out of your body and then put it back in, or is this just a one tube, just like a reverse catheter?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not. Like, he's definitely not like pulling anything out of his balls. I'm pretty sure he's. Yeah, but this guy. Just a spoiler.
Where he's like, I need the semen, but I don't want to. I want to cut out the one nice way to get it out of my body.
Right. Well, this is medical, so
I want the mess, but with none of the pleasure. What's a man to do?
I mean, I understand the instinct to like, well, if you make it so it's clinical and not like it doesn't seem as silly, so I can convince myself this might actually work.
Okay.
But so he did it. He injected it into his arm every
month. This is just some guy,
some
right?
Some guy. Every month for 18 months. This was his.
Once a month.
Was he in Motley Crue when this happened?
No, he was not. Okay. 33-year-old man, self-developed cure, quote-unquote, to treat his chronic back pain, and it does not appear to have worked. He complained.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to the hospital.
I'll tell you where he developed it.
Instead,
his fucking ball sack.
He instead complained of severe, sudden-onset lower back pain. This is the one thing we didn't want to happen, basically, right?
Is that...
You got cum in your spine, buddy.
It's like, hey, I got really bad back pain. Time to try this thing where I inject myself with jizz. Hey, my back hurts more now. I would think there'd be other problems besides my back hurting more. But this seems to have been targeted exactly at the one thing I didn't want.
What is crazy about that is that's almost like if it was a clinical study, it would be like that wouldn't be the worst result. It'd be like,
right.
Like he somehow managed to target
alive.
The correct part of his body, but just did it backwards.
I like to think that it's just like he's very results oriented. So he's just like, he's probably having all these other horrible symptoms, but he's like, but how's my back?
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yes. Well, he had.
So also, I've been vomiting every day for the last 18 months.
And I have this weird red, looks like an abscess on my arm.
Yeah. Also, I keep sweating cum. Is that bad?
You might be surprised to hear this. This is the first reported case of semen injection for use as a medical treatment. Well,
I like that they had for use as a medical treatment.
It's exciting.
People are doing this. I can't wait for
like one of those like Twitter accounts that's like psychology facts. That's like on this day, the first use of semen as a medical treatment.
Yeah. Apparently,
now it'll be used for torture. Give someone terrible back pain.
I mean, apparently they've tried it with animals, but not
They'll
people.
Try anything. With
I mean, I guess it's like it has a lot of protein in it. If you like need protein,
yeah,
for
but
something.
So does fucking like. Way. Like,
yeah,
you'd think they'd start with that before they
I mean, this guy's really an innovator because they did a case study about it and there's no report of it ever happening with humans across all medical literature.
Wow.
A search of more eclectic internet sites and forums, so Reddit, found no other documentation. Reddit and bodybuilding forum.
Yeah. If anyone's going to be injecting semen, it's people on bodybuilding.com. Like, no question.
All of bodybuilding.com is a bit of a medical pioneer.
It's like you do it three times a week. There's Monday, Wednesday, so that's how they started to fight about how many days are in a week, was about injecting semen.
One of the best things that's ever happened on the internet.
So, there's all kinds of other things that have been done.
Let's take a peek in on the / science forum on 4chan. Oh, okay. So everyone's injecting semen into their arm.
So this guy, he had an air bubble, I guess, and as part of the abscess under his skin. They treated him with intravenous antimicrobial therapy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, more gum.
And after the patient's back pain improved, he discharged himself. So that's really it. He's more just a medical curiosity than anything. But I gotta say, I want to know, like,
Just go to the fucking doctor, man.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, how is that?
Go to a chiropractor.
Especially you're in Ireland. It's like free. Like,
right.
Why? Yeah. I feel like I say this a lot about stories we cover, but it's like, that is so far down the list of things on the like decision tree options.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where it's like,
we're talking plan Y.
Yeah. Like plan triple Y. Like, yeah. There's like three alphabets of plans before. I don't know. Maybe I should try injecting my own semen into my arm.
Look, it can't hurt, right? It's like, well,
it's natural. That's my favorite.
The needle hurts, and also the rest of it hurts.
I have a very dark hobby of watching people on YouTube who are like have insane ideas about like pseudoscientific diets that are going to cure their cancer and stuff.
Dark cat.
Well, it's like very grim. But they're always just like, well, it's natural. Like, why would something from nature be harmful?
Yeah, there's
I feel like that. It's like, my body made this cum.
Yeah. If you're getting eaten that's by a shark, like sharks are natural.
Yeah, no, well, that's why there's poison ivy. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
That's why there's no cyanide. That's why there's no poisonous animals.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I can just imagine someone being like, my body made this cum. It's a tool for me to use. Like, my body can heal itself.
The body creates everything it needs to survive.
Exactly. That's like these crazy people that I watch on YouTube, like say shit like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
I just like to see the synthol guys. That's my injection thing.
Synthol guys.
It's like my last synthol injection. Guy character? Do not attempt.
Yeah. Well, they had, to counteract the semen, that they had to inject him with their opposite of semen, which is pee. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That is the opposite.
Those are the yin and yang of the penis. They're come and pee. The two kinds. Mix them together, they disappear.
The two kinds. It's like olive oil and balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, it comes in you put them in one of those bottles with two corks.
Yeah, and it has the little holder where they have one bottle.
Yeah, because the one that's a lower density naturally floats.
Which is lower density? I guess pee, probably, right?
Shelby's nodding.
Shelby knows.
I don't think pee. No, pee's probably pee's probably lower density.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because cum is like
calf.
It's like thicker. I was doing a hand motion and
Kath like rubbed her fingers together, and it was the worst thing I've seen.
It's like in a horror movie where like there's like blood and they're kind of like, what is this? Like that. It was like that motion.
It's like cop Kath busting a shipment of cum from overseas.
Is that
testing
rubble
it?
All my teeth.
It's pure.
It's pure.
Oh God.
Cum shipment from overseas. They did not pay the right tariffs on this. We had to confiscate this.
It's in coffee. They've got a cum dog.
They're breaking open like statues, and then it's just in there.
They have a gay dog that sniffs out the cum.
Why does it have to be gay?
Can it just be a lady dog?
I guess it's
a regular
dog.
What's a dog?
A lady in the police. Not in my cum police. All right.
Well,
Shelby, so, delete this episode.
This guy has yet
this
to
is now the, you're now listening to the lost episode.
I'm now I'm picturing
send
like,
this
like
one
a,
into space.
Like a hard-boiled 80s like cop movie about like cum traffickers.
Yeah.
I mean,
like speedboat chase at the end, but mm-hmm. the whole thing is they've been for some reason trafficking.
And it's a big
problem.
Oh
man, and they just have to like they're just dumping barrels of cum into the ocean because they're about to get caught.
And it's a big problem because it's hitting the streets, but it's much stronger than
it's
the cum that's been
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
People keep overdosing.
Everyone's getting, like, having, like, triplets.
But when they dump it in the water, it's too viscous.
Yeah.
It's
they
the
have to, like,
the
stir
density.
It in with an oar.
Yep.
They're just feeding it to seals, like, come on!
Well, if you're still listening, we're going to move on here. If not, we All understand. Right. Here we go.
Number two.
Yeah, number two. Like, poo.
Got it.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's when everyone turned it off.
That's
anybody
right.
left?
I'm sorry.
We lost them.
I feel like I'm glad we're going from that into number two because I feel like the subject of number two would be completely scandalized by all of this.
Mm.
We are talking, of course, about Caroline Calloway, who have you guys followed this at all?
No.
Okay.
No. Because I'm aware of what it is, but I just kind of left it to you to interpret.
I saw that it's like bad rich YouTube person.
Kinda, yeah. So it's this woman. She originally rose to fame because she was in a study abroad program. Or no, she transferred. She's American, but she transferred to like Oxford, I think. Oxford or Cambridge.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And she posts. She would post Instagram pictures of like, you know, this like fantastical looking like old in grand yeah, university, yeah. whatever.
Pointy roofs.
Exactly. With like these very, very long captions yeah. that she said were the beginnings of a memoir. So it was well, like.
She's probably 23. Yeah, she's in college.
She was in college. Okay. She's a child.
Look, she's had a lot happen that she needs to write about.
Right. Going to private school and then to a fancy English college.
That one time she got a B.
Right.
Or yeah. whatever.
Yeah. yeah. She's been through a lot of strife. And she like met some like British guy named Oscar, and it was about their like whirlwind romance or whatever. Yeah. And but she got like a lot of Instagram followers and basically now claims that she invented using Instagram as a blogging platform. She literally, that's in her bio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you all this origin story because I feel like it's good to know what kind of person this is before you hear yeah. about what recently happened. So,
know your enemy.
Yeah. So
the
she's
sort of
like,
person who's like, I invented a drink, and then you're like, what is it? And they're like, gin and tonic.
Yeah.
You're like, that's already a drink.
It's, yeah, it's very sort of like precious, like, it kind of reminds me of like what horse girls grow into.
Oh, man.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So she, but she got like a lot of followers on Instagram from her writing, mostly her writing. And they eventually, when she graduated from Oxford, was offered a book deal for this memoir that she had been quote unquote writing on Instagram. And she had a $500,000 book deal for this.
Jesus.
And the book was called, quote, seriously, the name of the book was And We Were Like, which makes me want to die.
I'm pretty mad.
Yeah. Right, you're going to get more mad. You're going to get more mad because not only did she get a $500,000 book advance for this dumb book, she then just didn't write it. She stopped writing it. They, apparently the publisher was like, she procrastinated so much on the book proposal that I made her come in and write under supervision at various times because she couldn't do it herself. So which bodes well for the book, right? So
definitely throw that money at it.
Yeah.
At that point.
Definitely.
Gotta make sure we get this book. It's going to be great.
Right. So she basically stopped writing the book after like 2 years of putting it off and putting it off and claimed that it was she stopped writing it because it was like not feminist because it was like all about this romance. And it's like, but you that's because that's what you
control
wrote about.
The message of right. your own fucking book.
Right.
Lady.
So let me see if I can find really
if
quick.
If you really wanted like if that was it's obviously not a real problem, but it's like if you wanted to, then you just add commentary
right
and
write it
think about it
write it better so that it has yeah. like some kind of subversive like sorry I'm looking for it because it's really good
can we get like a yeah can we get like a taste of this
oh do you,
yes
so you're saying that you now have a lot of interesting thoughts on that is what a memoir is.
Let's see here. Sorry,
we're vamping right now.
Vamp, everybody vamp.
Vamp.
Okay,
vamp.
Here we go.
Blah. Remember that cum thing?
Blah.
Okay, so
I like a vampire.
Blah.
Okay.
Buy my book.
She justified her decision to stop writing the book by claiming that the book proposal was sexist and focused too heavily on romance as the ultimate ideal. In one Instagram story, she said...
calling her own life sexist, too?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
This is what she says. She says, I would apologize, but I do not think that it is my fault for being born into a culture that equates artistic success with financial success or reduces female artists to our stories about the boys we date. I'm just not going to be a part of it.
So she's helping all women.
And yes, I'm keeping the money.
Exactly. Yeah. I would apologize, but it's not my fault.
Yeah.
So she ended up having to pay back $100,000 of this book advance, but yet somehow is still able to live in a one-bedroom apartment in the West Village right now. So she's still, like, even after all of this, she still has, like, this Instagram following. So people are like, you're so brave for not doing this job that you were hired to do. And a few weeks ago, she started talking about how she wanted to do a tour. She wanted to do a a bunch of creativity workshops to like help people find their voice.
Help people also flame out
Can
on
you
book
see
deals.
My leg just going and like if I was holding a wine glass right now, it would have
it would
cracked.
Break. Yeah. Yeah. So
you know when you're just like holding a wine glass,
always. It's like
I'm only
like
to
one of those,
crush it in my hand when I'm furious.
Yeah, it's like one of those like guys who always has a football. I just always have a wine glass.
Swirling. Just swirling, yeah, swirling like 2 centimeters of wine.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But it's cum.
Yeah, doesn't really swirl then. But let's continue.
Anyway, so she was like, "I'm going to do this creativity workshop and." I'm going to make everyone vegan salads and we're going to drink coffee with oat milk and like all this bullshit. She was like, I'm going to make everyone flower crowns and like the worst white woman nonsense possible. Mm-hmm.
This sounds pretty good.
It's
Can I pay I for would. This though?
Can you guess how much it costs?
I'm looking to take out a loan.
$100,000.
How much it costs like per ticket?
How many days is it? What's
it's
the length?
It's 1 day, 4 hours.
$170.
I'm gonna say $169.
Fuck you.
Patty
dude.
Is closer. It's $165.
Yeah. No, he's yeah. not yeah. closer. Yeah.
Yeah. You both went over.
He's closer, but by nothing. We both win.
$165 for this woman to make you a flower crown. And feed
I was
you
so
salad.
Close with nothing.
You are so mad.
I was so close, and it was such a good job.
Yeah, woo! All right.
And then Patty just piggybacked woo. On me and jumped off at the finish line with fresh legs.
Are you looking for a sound, or are you just
yeah,
scrolling?
Yeah, the crowd's just reacting to me.
No. That's when I get too visibly mad and everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, this is not fun. Okay, anyway. So it's $165, as we
for
said.
For flower crowns and yeah. a salad and oat milk.
$165. She does not know how to make a salad.
And her talking, just her talking.
I guarantee you she makes a salad, she like forgets to rinse something and you get E. coli.
She's
like,
just
that's
like talking
the kind of
about
salad
like doing
get.
Posts. Like, or she's like the most embarrassing kind of talking there is.
Yeah, she's basically, yeah, talking about doing posts and like her creativity that drives her to do posts. And it sold out in New York. So she was like, I'm going to make this a national tour. Like, people are going to love this. So she books and starts selling tickets to all of these other tour dates of this flower crown vegan
salad
bullshit.
Tour.
Yeah. But she does this without booking any venues or like doing anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she's taking all this money for things that like she doesn't have booked.
So how are you booking an event that you do not know the capacity of? Like,
yeah.
That's one thing. It's just like, I don't know, as many people as want
to
come.
I think she did limit it to like 40 per thing, but she didn't fucking book a venue. You yeah. can't just be like, it'll be in Denver somewhere. I don't know. Like, all this
if
shit.
It's like 40 people, maybe?
We're going to do it. Everyone like, in this Panera, please be quiet.
Yeah.
Shut it's up. Just, it's like a shut up. Shut up, yeah. everyone.
It's like a Tupperware party where just somebody, it's at one person's house. Like,
shut up. We're having a seminar. Everyone shut up.
You've won the VIP ticket. It means you have to make the salads and we're doing it at your house. And your husband has to stay in the basement.
People would definitely pay more to have them go to her.
Absolutely.
Her go to their house. That's actually yeah. missed opportunity.
The problem is then she couldn't Instagram it because it probably wouldn't be as like photogenic as whatever, you know, there aren't enough succulents around or
That's
whatever.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
if you don't have any succulents, you can fuck off. Yeah. That's what I've always said.
So she ends up having the event in Brooklyn, and literally everything she promises is unable to deliver on. Like, even the modest promises that she made.
Where's the what venue was it?
I don't know. It looked like some like cute loft.
There's a. I mean,
place.
There's Bushwick is a land of venues.
Yeah.
So. There's nothing
there's
you can't.
There's a place called
fucking
Dipshit Junction.
Yeah. You can't spit without hitting like 3 venue managers. So.
She promised everybody that they were going to, if they wrote her like an email the night before, she would like respond to it thoughtfully, like during the thing or whatever. She didn't do any of that. She said she was, this is my favorite part. In all the like publicity for it, she was like, I will teach you my secret to flower crowns or whatever.
Is it not?
It's even better. It's even better. There were no flower crowns.
We live in a city.
She had one.
We live in a society.
She had one flower attached to a hair clip that she used on every person. Like, she just put it in their hair and took a picture and then took it out and put it in someone else's hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then she said, she would whisper in their ear, "The secret to flower crowns is that there is no secret." She's just a skit. Apparently, the salad, she made like a little bit of, like, not enough salad for everyone, and then she was trying to make up for it by just ladling loose hummus on their plates with like no vegetables, like just loose hummus. So anyway,
yeah, this is what happens when you had every science fair project created for you, like yeah. ever. You're so like, I do thing, and then it appears outside of my bedroom on the day it's due.
Did people get mad, or her fans are just like real piggies? They're just like, yeah, it's fine. This is great.
Real piggies.
Just like, I love it. Yeah, just give me more of that. Give me more of that Instagram slop. I love that shit. Yeah,
are we establishing piggies as just like people who are hungry for slop from like anybody?
This is my new thing, my new theory on like weird internet fan bases.
It's
like,
all
like,
piggies,
or like
there's a trough
or like
piggies,
or like the people who are like, I would love to eat gruel with you, Mr. Trump, like that. You know, piggies? Those people are just like, we love it, baby. We don't care.
So we're retiring tired sheep, wired piggies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hogs, piggies.
Yeah, so
those fucking piggies.
A lot of her attendees are in fact piggies, and we're fine with it. But a few people complained, and also
that's
people
the
were
defining
sort of
feature of a piggy is happy to just happy for this lot.
Yep, just grateful for that loose hummus.
Yeah, like it's like paper plate. Like there's so, like there's obviously this whole like navigating this whole weird sort of new celebrity of like you're just famous for like taking pictures of where you live or whatever. Like it's weird, but like. There has to be some like customer service aspect, you know what I mean? To like when you have people do a thing,
right?
Give them something, like you
well,
know.
That, yeah, and like she, so people sort of were keeping an eye on this because they were watching her have to go back on all of her promises, like ahead of the thing.
How were there no mason jars involved?
Were.
This Patty, seems like a mason jar thing.
Thank you. Thank you for saying something.
She put each follower in a large mason jar and shook them around.
She promised them that they would each get a journal, a mason jar with wildflower seeds in it.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God, yes.
So
yes.
She, God, it yes. gets better.
She realized she does not know where wildflowers grow.
She ordered 1,200 mason jars.
Uh-huh.
And then they got to her house, and she was like, oh, shit, I had no idea how big 1,200 mason jars are. They take up half of my apartment.
Yep.
And so
she just had, like, pallets of mason jars.
And then
yeah,
she,
you know how, you know, remember when you have held a mason jar? That's how big they are.
Yeah.
And they don't get smaller. They don't fit inside each other like Russian nesting dolls, like a fucking bag of holding. They take up the space.
Apparently, like, she, like, all of the things that were supposed to be in the party favors, like, didn't happen except for an empty mason jar with a seed packet in it. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Jesus Christ.
So,
it's like what they give you, like, stub your toe at a hardware store. They're like, be quiet here. A mason jar and packet of fucking dandelion seeds.
So after all this happens, and she still doesn't have other venues booked. Like, she has a show in a like a,
but the tour is going on. She's going to keep doing it.
Well, this is what happened. So this happened in Brooklyn, and everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, this is a mess. And she was supposed to do one the next week in Boston, but she still didn't have a venue booked. And so she went two different ways with it. First,
on a Fitzy's bar.
Yeah. She put on her Instagram stories, like, the venue in Brooklyn that we used was just so magical. Maybe I should just do all of the shows here. Would that be okay with you? And then she had a poll.
Piggies.
Even better.
I want to get on a plane. I'm a piggy in a plane.
She had a poll, an Instagram poll, and both of the answers were like, yes.
It was like, yes, and like, absolutely.
Yeah, it was like, yes, this is our space. And like, I'd love to.
Listen to those hooves clack on the screen, little piggies.
She was like, oh, wow, the response has been overwhelming. I guess I have to do them all in Brooklyn. And then people found out about this and like, dragged her ass and, like, made fun of her forever.
That's outrageous.
It's insane.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane. So, finally, then, people were like, hey, this is insane.
Can I get
and,
my
like,
fucking money back?
$165. $165.
Which is closer to $169 than it is $170, just for the record.
So at this point, she cancels everything because everybody's like making fun of her, and she like offers refunds and everything.
Oh,
but
she had to cancel her scam. She had to cancel the crime she's doing.
This is the thing, though. She didn't, because 2 days later, she posted, I'm uncanceling my tour. After taking some time to process, I've decided that I am confident in myself and the value my workshops provide. I'm not going to quit a project that I love with my whole heart and brings me and others purpose and joy because of the opinions of other people who, quite frankly, didn't attend the workshop and were never going to buy a ticket in the first place.
This is so great.
Didn't attend the workshop.
This is so great because it's like, also, she's weaponizing all of the language that like people have been taught. She's like, to value yourself and stuff. But like, it's a fucking scam and it's bullshit.
I'm being
but
attacked.
She's saying all the things that are like, that
like people, failure is part of the journey. And like, I've learned so much, and now I have so much to teach you about this failure that I've gone through.
Like,
this
you don't is the say that in a business.
You're famous for not doing the things that you were supposed to do.
The thing
with
it's like you learn from failure. That's not at a business. You don't like. Like serve someone a fucked up hamburger and be like, I have learned a lot about hamburgers.
I mean, it's like this is she's like a straw man created for like boomers to get mad at millennials.
Yeah,
like, that's
absolutely.
What this is.
But, well, I do think it's like this.
I have depression. I'm staying in today or something. Just like, you know, like
this is like how someone reacts to failure when they have never faced any consequences for their failures ever in their life. Like,
well, right.
You know, I just, it's a couple people who are
and she doesn't
trying
even, she
to
doesn't
diminish
even,
my worth or whatever.
And she doesn't even do. I'm looking at her Instagram thing. She doesn't even do regular posts. She just does stories.
She just does stories, yeah.
What the what?
This stories drive more engagement.
Madness.
And you can link out of them.
This is madness. It is.
I mean,
it's
think,
all disposable.
I think the whole,
like, everything she's done is purely, like, it's gone after
I think it's the
hours.
Same symptom of, like, what everybody's doing now, which is they see somebody like this who she is just rich, is just born rich, and they, people like
she went to Phillips Exeter, by the way, which is like a very expensive private high school.
Of
anyway.
Course, but it's like people don't for some reason can't figure out. They see some. It's the same shit, which is why they fucking are like, oh, we can't tax the rich because they work 20 hours a day. They just see someone who has a lot.
She's a
and
job
they think
creator.
That they're a role model before having a lot. And they just assume that they are doing something to deserve it. We're
think
like,
of the guys who packed, well, if she whoever was, packed those mason jars in the pallets.
Yeah.
You know? She's, like, she's
well,
a job creator.
If she was stupid and incapable of organizing anything, how would she be so rich? I can't parse that in my head. It's like, it's because it doesn't matter.
My favorite part of her uncanceling her tour is then she contacted all of the people that she refunded and asked them if they wanted to give her some of the money back. Like, unscrupulous.
Can we undo the refunds?
Completely unscrupulous. It's amazing to me. Like, I just feel like this is exactly what happens when you know you will have to face no consequences for anything.
I hope she gets HPV.
So she's a monster. Thank you for letting me unload all of that. There's, like, even more. There's a really good article about, like, all of her nonsense.
I'm going to pop my lid if we read any more about this.
Eli's going to flip his wig.
Yeah, I'm gonna toss a tantrum.
It's a lot. She, like, wrote a whole thing about how she is sacred and, like, people are whatever. It's
sacred?
Good. Yeah.
She's like David Koresh now? Are these people all going to commit suicide at some point? Yeah. FBI standoff at the Flower Crown seminar?
She's,
ma'am, please! I am sacred! And they're all just, like, all the people are all running out in front of the gunfire to protect her.
Guys, I actually
Biggies.
Didn't... I've actually been really busy and I did not have time to make Kool-Aid. So if you just pop these cyanide pills straight in your mouth, just kind of crush them up and gum them, just because it's really hard for me to plan this. So,
you know, that was actually Flavor-Aid. That's the thing that people always, for some reason, Kool-Aid probably not very happy about that.
I did know that because I watch a lot of fucked up YouTube.
You know how many walls Kool-Aid's broken and pay for that shit?
That's true.
Yeah.
But now they're good because now walls, as we know, are bad. Just the idea of the wall, a wall, like a wall in general.
Yeah. Right. Why, how can you say the wall is bad when you live in a house that has walls?
So you have cell walls. How are you not just a...
Honestly, I'm surprised we haven't seen some like tweet from Kool-Aid that's like the Kool-Aid man busting through the border wall and being like, Kool-Aid doesn't believe... Diversity's an from Kool-Aid.
Steel slat barrier. Well, I look forward to the eventual murder-suicide or whatever this ends in with this lady.
It'll end in her owning a fucking publishing company that we're, like, begging to get jobs at. Like, we're going to be trying to get our podcast
on I am prepared to be a piggy.
She'll get, like, even if everything... Is this all, like, reverse
Patty's,
engineering to get you back to
Patty's
that
job interview with Caroline Calloway.
Yeah, it'll like even the worst thing she'll like get like it'll turn into an actual lawsuit, but then she'll lose it and she'll be ordered to pay out like $10 a year or something, yeah. And like wear like a wristband that says like I'm bad, and then you know
she'll be fine.
That classic I'm bad wristband.
Yeah, she'll get buried in a mausoleum and fucking fine.
If I see her, like, I post this on Twitter, but it's like she's someone if I saw in public I would fight. Like yeah. I would swing on her. The problem is that she looks like every rich girl. Like,
well, you'd also get like. That would be one of those ones where it's like, this is assault. Like, you've been charged with felony assault.
Oh, I'm not saying it's legal. I'm saying I will do it, but I can't.
You're saying you'll do your time.
She looks like everybody. Like, she looks like every woman like that. So I think I'm just going to start fighting blonde women with good hair. Like.
She's sacred.
Yeah.
In a way, she is every woman.
Just Kath with war paint on Bumble trying to find this blonde white woman to fight.
You Caroline Calloway? You Caroline Calloway? Just asking people on the street.
Also,
well,
she
has to message you first.
I know we need to move on, but I do want to give one more fact about her, which is that she was in a college at Oxford that actually was like a new building that didn't have like the whimsical old English stuff in it.
Point de vue.
And she asked to move her dorm so that she could be in a more picturesque one. And the thing she told them to get them to put her in a different dorm was that she had no kneecaps. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
I have no kneecaps. I have two long bones. And I clatter around. like a flamingo.
I think we could just leave that one without any more information. Yeah. That's
all you need to know.
For everyone.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay, number one this week, a lot of people sent this to us, including my dad, who like isn't even on the internet, really. It was like, please do this story. This is about the bad family in New Zealand. Like, the article I read... keeps calling them just the bad family, the horrible family. These people.
This nasty little family.
Nasty little family.
Just a bunch of brutes.
So it's this like clan of people. Apparently there's like 12 of them.
The O'Doyles.
Honestly, like.
This is the O'Doyles.
This family is the O'Doyles. So it's just, I'm just imagining these like greasy faced little freckled, gross children.
Sticky ass kids. Sticky. Fucking...
Everyone in this family is sticky. I can just tell.
Just run around at the speed of light with one of those like gummy hands smacking people.
So this all started because there was a viral video that someone shot on a beach outside of Auckland where this woman confronts this family because they have left like a 30 square foot like pile of trash, just like everywhere near where they had camped on the beach was like littered with garbage.
Are these people just the Mucinex boogers? Sounds like they're the Mucinex boogers.
Mucinex family.
Yeah.
So like she's like, hey, you need to like clean up your trash.
You can't get back into that nose.
Yeah.
Where are we supposed to go?
How are you gonna get me out of here?
They're refugees because they can't get back in the nose. So they have to go to New Zealand. We've been evicted from our home. So this video goes viral because there is a 9-year-old boy wearing a huge straw hat, which is an amazing detail, and he starts physically threatening this woman and shakes his fist and gives her the finger and says, I'll knock your brains out, which rules.
It's like, you're 9.
Yeah.
I could shove you down.
Yeah, what
repeatedly.
But I'm just imagining he's like a
farmer ass bitch.
I'm just imagining he's like a gross little rat boy though, who would bite you.
Like the kid from Deliverance.
Yeah. So like maybe he's small, but like he would fight so dirty. He probably has really long fingernails. Yeah. He'd like scratch you.
You climb up your whole body and yank your head off.
Yeah, he's like a little fucker. So
he's a little fucker.
He's a little fucker.
So this video goes viral. And as it goes viral, all of these people start being like, I've also dealt with this horrible family who is like traveling across New Zealand, just wreaking havoc wherever they go. So other things they have done, apparently, they've done every bad family trick in the book. They've like put hair in their food to try to get a discount.
Oh, hell yeah. It's like the family from Shameless.
Yeah. This is literally a children's book.
This is just the TV show Shameless.
Yeah, like the no good horrible family.
Yeah, apparently they left a shit-filled baby onesie on a plane. They walked through a Burger King drive-thru, just all of them.
That's fine.
That's like not as bad. That should be allowed. Yeah, that should be allowed.
I mean, 100% they are followed around by a pig pen-esque like dust cloud,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like flies and stink.
Yeah, so they're just like just causing all of these problems. They're like...
Do they know where they're from?
There was like a lot of questioning of where they possibly were from. Like, and
do they have accents?
It turns out they're British. They're from England.
Yeah.
And
oi.
Also, yeah, right. The reason they found out was the patriarch of this family was going around telling people that his grandfather was the 10th richest man in England.
Okay, sure.
Oi, oi. Me son gonna knock your brains out.
Also, his Manchester United shirt, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Actually, Arsenal shirt.
So, yeah, they've just been like, the New Zealand Herald, like, the biggest newspaper in New Zealand, created a timeline of their travels.
It's like Sherman's March to the Sea.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, shit families march to the sea.
Yeah, so they just are going around like being rude to customer service people and like trying to get out of paying for like hundreds of dollars of food that they've ordered.
I'm only imagining like little icons of their heads like moving across a map of New Zealand with like a red line and little fart noises. Yeah. Like farting their way across the country.
It's like, get out of here. We're deporting you. Get out of here.
Oh, grocery store, Maine. My son ate all your onions. Eat my ass. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fucked up your grocery cart.
So they're just like there's a whole timeline. Like January 5th, the same group returned to the restaurant. They leave after not paying for two meals after claiming there was a hair in them. January 12th, a group of tourists check into the Ibis Hotel in Wyndham Street for two nights. They left rubbish on Takapuna Beach. Like, it's just like...
Takapuna Beach.
Takapuna Beach.
Going on and on. So it ends up that... The New Zealand government moved to, like, deport them. Like, they were like, we need these
You're
people.
You're such an asshole that you get deported.
We need these people out of our country.
Yeah.
That is impressive, though. To just be, like, such an asshole that a country is like, you're out. Like,
no more.
You just got 86th from a continent. That's crazy.
With the heave-ho.
Yeah.
You got the old heave-ho.
From an entire landmass.
It's also pretty funny to have a British family exiled from, like, the Australian region for bad behavior. It's like reverse.
Right, like colonialism.
Yeah. Back to England.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they got there. It's just somebody who still believes in sending, like, bad people down there. And they're like, get this fucking family.
Right.
Send them to New Zealand.
I know we were originally a penal colony, but we cannot keep you. Uh-huh. So like one of the women in the group, then they found closed circuit TV footage of her stealing some Red Bulls.
You gotta keep your energy up.
Just constant.
These aren't for me. I'm going to feed them all to my son.
It's very hard. It's back to back. It takes a lot of calories and a lot of energy to be the worst.
Oi.
It's not easy.
Oi, Ronald, get your juice. Feeding him fucking Red Bulls.
This is the best quote. So after there was a deportation notice issued, and the family was already like, we're leaving early anyway. This place sucks.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
So the patriarch of the family, who is telling people his name is John Johnson, which is obviously fake, said, we're here to see the hobbits. I've been looking at the hobbits my whole life since I'm born. And that was originally what our plans was. But it's all been fucked up now.
How do they not know who these people are? How have they not found out who these people are yet?
Came to your country to see the hobbits.
I've been looking at hobbits my whole life.
Is this like what it's like when, like, instead of there being like one asshole in a family, you end up with like five assholes with the same mission and just no checks? Because it's like there's no one to exist to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. They just like feed off each other and become this tornado.
There's probably like one embarrassed sibling. Just like, yeah,
oh, one nice, I'm so sorry.
I do feel like that is, I feel like it's probably a pretty common experience as a parent to like have that situation where it's like a kid is being an asshole to your kid and you try to like deal with it by talking to the parents, then you're like, oh, the parents are also assholes.
Yeah,
Got it.
Y'all
like,
are assholes.
Y'all are assholes. The bully's dad is also a bully.
Right, exactly.
Huh, who would have thought?
Exactly.
They're in the same t-shirt.
It's like, good, I'm glad he beat you up or beat your son up or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's like, ma'am, control your children. She's like also smashing glasses. All right, cool.
Also sticky.
Yeah.
Also covered
they're
in
all sticky.
Red Bull.
Yeah. They're absolutely the Mucinex family. I can't stop imagining that now. That's what happened. Someone coughed them up in New Zealand. They got like bronchitis and coughed out this little family.
And they were like, finally, we can see the hobbits.
Yeah.
Where's them hobbits? Hey? Where are the hobbitses?
Yeah.
The hobbitses.
It's Smeagol.
Well, I've got to say congratulations to all of us for them not being American. That's good.
I'm very pleased.
I thought British, though. I kind of had the feeling. Because I don't think an American family is going to, like, that's not an American shitty family destination.
You just,
A shitty family is not going all the way to New Zealand.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's like.
They probably would stay here.
An American family that's like that shitty, they'd just be in jail. They would just end up doing, they would just end up doing something that would put them in jail. But it's only like this super shitty British family that's just like. Can just like so perfectly straddle that line of just everyone being like, yeah, fuck them. But like also they still can exist.
Yeah, I think there's like, I this is definitely true of like British media. Like America gets a bad rap, understandably, justifiably. There are a lot of shitty people in America.
Yeah.
But like the high culture of British high culture is probably like more intellectual or whatever than Americans. But the low culture is so much worse.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting.
Yeah. It's like you watch those like spring break videos of them and it's like they're like breaking into cars to pass out and stuff. It's like that doesn't happen here that I know of.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that. Like, you guys don't get to say that you were like a weird, shitty culture.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually funny that this stereotype is still like powdered wigs and like, ooh, when it should be just people like, smashing car windshields with like large bottles and shit.
And so, just having like eyebrows that do not match their hair color whatsoever.
In conclusion, USA. USA.
Yeah. Fuck you, England.
Now I'm imagining like the dad is like the guy who, remember that guy who like gambled and spent all his money on like the huge like Rasta banana that went in the trash?
That was a New Hampshire story.
that's this guy, but in England and his family.
We actually have that.
The college humor
bought it.
The one that the guy put in the garbage?
The guy, we saw the news story and he was like, I spent my life savings and I fucking got, and we bought it off of him for like, it was like a nice thing to do. I think we bought it off of him for a couple $1,000.
Aww.
We were just like, hey, we'll buy it. But we literally in my office, if you ever see that Rasta banana, it's in there.
It sits next to Eli's chair.
Yeah,
it's
actually Eli's boss.
Yeah.
The Rasta banana. Rasta banana from the trash.
You're late, man.
Just because I was in the trash doesn't mean I can't tell time.
Why do you go to the bathroom so often?
I have IBS. Eli talks like that at work.
Yeah.
I'll be right there. Circle back.
Circle back.
I'm Gigi Hadid. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is also how Gigi Hadid talks. That was the rundown for the week. We just wanted to make a couple things. We talked about it earlier. You heard the announcement, but we are very excited. We got our live show coming up on Monday the 28th, 8 p.m. Stand Up New York, and we got David Cross, who's going to be exposed to all of this nonsense.
Yeah.
David Cross, the real one, not the one I accidentally tagged on Twitter, who's like some Middle Eastern man with the handle David Cross.
Let's bring him on.
Yeah, if he pays, he's welcome to come.
Let's let him call in.
He is not our guest.
Yeah.
But he could be.
We will not have a flower crown prepared for him.
We will not.
Everyone else will be getting a mason jar.
Ooh, that's a good idea. We should get a flower and attach it to a clip and make everyone put it in their hair.
That sounds like the fucking title of a Decemberist song. Like, he will not have a flower crown prepared for him.
This just explains why I've never listened to that band. It all fits. So that's coming up. So tickets, we're going to have a link in the description, which you already heard. Otherwise,
they're cheaper if you buy them in advance. So get them online.
Yeah, that is true.
They're $8
and if you are a $10 a month patron or over, we already sent out the promo code for the tickets to cost $0. So check that out.
I said what it was, and then I realized I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, don't
it's
say
a
it.
It's secret.
The secret to the free stuff that there is no secret. Flower crown, like from before.
Yeah, so other than that, we got the Patreon. If you guys like what you heard, there's more of it. There's a lot of it. We got a big archive.
Yeah.
It's patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got, the TeePublic store, which we'll have a link up to. We got a few different t-shirt designs. We probably should get some more of those up. We'll think about some more ideas.
Yeah, we got the classic.
But we got some good
logo,
stuff.
Logo, black metal, Beanus.
I think I'm wearing the Beanus one today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. It looks great. Yeah.
Metal as fuck.
I wore it in my tape that I'm going to submit to festivals. So that's fun.
Nice.
Otherwise, hey, if you like the show, give us a review on iTunes. That's supposed to help. I don't really know how, but whatever. I think that's it. I don't know. I'm Patty Mo on the stuff. Come to Karma. Not this week, though. Bye.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Okay. Please come to the live show. It's going to be really fun. I also have a paid protest comedy show at Mayday Space Saturday the 25th. That all the benefits go to the DSA Protest Marshals Working Group. And it's a really good lineup, and it'll be really fun. Come to that. I'm also going to be in Austin February 6th through the 16th. I have some stand-up shows both Wednesdays, the 6th and the 13th. I have stand-up shows. Check my Twitter for that. And then I'm doing Master Pancake on the weekends. We're doing Clueless the first weekend and a 50 Shades of Grey clip show the second weekend. So those will be really fun. I also have two other podcasts, WrestleSplania about pro wrestling and Lie, Cheat, and Steal about frauds and scams. We're doing a WrestleSplania watch party WrestleMania weekend, so check the Twitter for that stuff. There is an Eventbrite link. Cool. Eli, what you got?
Hey, follow me on Twitter at Eli Uden. Follow me on Instagram at Chili's Restaurants. Follow me on Twitch at Chili's Restaurants. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.